evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Amos and Andy Show. The Harlem Lodge of the Mystic Knights of the Sea held its regular monthly meeting last night. And judging from what the Kingfish and Amos are telling Andy right now, he really missed something by not being present.
Yeah, you sure missed a good meeting last night, Andy.
And you got no excuse for not being there, Brother Andy. If a man belongs to the lodge, he ought to attend the meeting.
Look, you fellas has got a reason for going to meetings. You is married. You has already got what you go to the lodge to get away from.
Oh, don't be silly, Andy.
Yeah, that was one of the greatest meetings that we ever had. I done made a speech there for 45 minutes. Done had everybody spellblinded.
Yeah. There was one important thing that happened, though, Andy, and that's what I want to talk to you about. Mm-hmm. One of the brothers got up and made a swell suggestion. It seems that he got a lot of names and addresses of soldiers that is in different camps all over the country.
Yeah.
It was his idea that each member of our lodge take one of them names and kind of adopt that particular soldier. You know, write him letters and send him little gifts and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah. Well, that sounds like a good idea, all right.
Oh, yeah. The whole thing was passed unanimous.
Yeah, well, we all drawed a name, Andy, and seeing that you wasn't there, I knew you'd want one, too, so I picked one out for you.
Oh, good. I'm glad you done that, Amos. Yeah, everybody ought to do that.
Yeah, here's the name of the fella that I got for you. He's a corporal, His name is Corporal Gene Williams, and here's his address and all the company stuff written down here.
Yeah, well, thanks, Amos. Yeah, I'm going to write him a letter right now and send him some razor blades and a pipe and maybe some cigars, too.
And so I say to you who wear the uniform of your country, we of the Army General Staff are proud of you. And you are to be congratulated on the splendid job you've done. Now it is my honor to announce a number of promotions within your ranks. First, Corporal Gene Williams, advanced in rating to sergeant. Here are your stripes, Sergeant.
Oh, thank you, Major.
Congratulations, and may you always be a credit to the WAC.
Oh, yes, sir, I sure do my best.
In the mess hall, Jean, I stopped by and picked up the mail.
Oh, anything for me?
Yes, his letter.
Oh, Andrew H. Brown. His address is up in Harlem. That's not far from where I used to live. I wonder who that could be. Say, Mary, listen to this. Dear Jean, this is to let you know that I has done adopted you for the duration. But that don't mean that you were supposed to call me father. Ha, ha, ha. I was going to send you some stuff, but I didn't know just what you'd like. Could you use a nice box of cigars?
Cigars? Is that man out of his head?
Oh, you think that's something? Listen to this. He goes on here and says, also, what kind of shaving cream does you use? There's a special kind that I use I could send you in case you got a tough beard.
If I got a letter like that, I'd show it the top sergeant. What's he say after that, Jean?
Why, he says, if you ever get to Harlem, I will show you a wonderful time. And you won't have to worry about getting out of condition or nothing. Because you and me can go up to the gym every day and wrestle. Your pal, Andy.
The nerve of that guy. What do you make out of it, Jean?
Well, either he thinks I'm a man or he's got a terrific sense of humor. Anyhow, I'd sure like to meet him.
Then why don't you look him up? You're going to New York on your furlough.
Amos, I want you to listen to this letter I got you.
Yeah, who is it from, Andy?
It's from that soldier I done written. You remember, Gene Williams.
Oh, yeah, what'd he say?
He say here, dear Mr. Brown, thanks for writing to me. You will be happy to know that the Army has just granted my request for a furlough. Amos, there's a lucky fella.
Sure is. What else he say?
Say, thanks very much for offering to send me shaving cream, but to tell you the truth, I do not shave. Must be wearing a beard.
Yeah, sure sound like it, don't it?
Yeah, well, I guess that's a new way they got a camouflage in their faces. You say, as I said, I will be in New York Friday evening around 6 o'clock, and we'll drop over to the Mystic Knights of the Sea Lodge Hall at the address that was on your letter.
Oh, that's fine.
I expect to arrive around 6 o'clock, but it might be a little later. Be sure to wait for me, and we will go out and have some fun. Sincerely yours, Sergeant Gene Williams.
Oh, well, Andy, you're going to show him a nice time, I guess, ain't you?
Well, now, wait a minute. There's a little snag on the thing.
What?
You see, today is the day the soldier's coming in, and he's going to be up at the lodge hall at 6 o'clock tonight. It just so happened that I already got a date at 6 o'clock to take Loretta Miller to supper.
Well, can't you postpone your supper till later and get a gal for the soldier or something like that?
Well, Loretta ain't got no phone or nothing, and I don't know how to get in touch with her.
Oh.
We are supposed to meet on the street corner. And on top of that, she said that she got something reporting that she want to tell me and she want to see me private. Yeah, I think what I'll do is have supper alone with Loretta.
Yeah, well, what'll you do about the soldier, though?
Well, I'll ask the Kingfish to meet the soldier at the lodge, and me and McGal can get together with the soldier later.
Yeah.
In the meantime, I'm going to see if I can't get the soldier a date with a gal, too.
Yeah, that would be nice, getting a date for him.
Yeah, I'm going to do that right now before I forget it.
Yeah.
Of course, this gal is so crazy about me that I don't know if she'd go out with nobody else.
The gal you're calling now?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Why is it, Amos, that when I loves them, they stays loved?
Hello?
Hello, this is Andy Brown. Is Hattie there?
You say this is Andy Brown?
Yeah.
Hattie ain't here.
That's too bad. I wanted to get her a date with a friend of mine.
Oh, the date ain't with you?
No.
Well, Hattie just come in.
She did, huh?
Hello, Andy. This is Hattie.
You sure come in fast.
You say you want me to go out on a date with a friend of yours, and it's short, ain't you?
Yeah, sure, I sure.
Who's the fella?
Well, you know where the lodge hall is.
Yeah, I know.
Well, you be over there at 6 o'clock and ask for a fellow by the name of George Kingfish Stevens, and he'll explain everything to you.
Okay, I'll be there. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Hattie. Well, that's that. She's going to do it.
Oh, she is, huh?
Oh, sure. That gal is crazy about me. So, Kingfish, you see the spot I was in. I got to meet my gal Loretta at 5:30 and take her out to supper. And then this other gal, Hattie, is coming to the lodge at 6 o'clock, and so is the soldier that I done got her a date with. Oh, I tell you, Kingfish, I is in a dilemma.
Yeah, well, Brother Ender, I'd like to lemon you out of the thing, but I don't know what I can do.
Well, I'll tell you what you can do, Kingfish. You meet the gal and the soldier at the lodge hall here at 6 o'clock. Introduce them to each other and hold them here till I get here with my gal.
Yeah, well, wait a minute. What about my supper, Andy? The battle axe called me and says she's cooking my favorite dish, Louisiana fried shrimp.
Yeah, well, I don't care so much about the gal, but I hates to disappoint that soldier. After all, he's in the United States Army and he deserves the best.
I know, but I tell
you... Well, now, wait a minute. You is the Kingfish of the lodge. And after all, you has got to do something for the Army.
Brother Andy, you got me. Never let it be said that George Kingfish Stevens let a fried shrimp come between him and his country.
Hello?
Hello, honey.
George, I thought you was on the way home. The shrimp is in the skillet frying already.
Yeah, well, what I want to tell you is that I won't be home for supper tonight.
Won't be home?
No, I tell you what, I'm tied up here at the lodge. I got to do some stuff here. After all, remember, I was a Kingfish and the lodge comes first.
Well, it's the only time I ever heard of your stomach coming in second. What has you got to do at that lodge tonight?
Well, you see, honey, at a meeting we had, well, that's a long story, and I'll explain it to you later. Goodbye, Angel.
Goodbye. Angel. When that kingfish calls me Angel, there's something cooking. If there's anything more important to him than fried shrimp, it's some kind of monkey business. This is mighty strange.
Mr. Van Porter speaking.
Oh, hello, Henry. This is Sapphire.
Oh, it's charming to speak to you, Sapphire.
Say, Henry, is there anything important going on over at the lodge tonight?
No, not a thing. As a matter of fact, Mrs. Van Porter and I are going out to dinner and the movies after that.
Oh, but there's nothing over at the lodge hall, huh?
No.
Well, thanks, Henry, and I'll be seeing you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Where's my hat? I'm going down to that lodge hall.
Come right in, miss. You is Hattie Simpson, ain't you?
Yes, I is.
Yeah, well, I is George Kingfish Stevens.
Oh, hello, John.
Now, I guess Andy Brown told you everything.
Well, all he told me was that I was supposed to meet you here, and I'm so glad I come.
Well, you see, I...
I just love tall men like you.
Oh, yeah? Well, he's going to be a lot shorter when I get through with him. George Kingfish Stevens, what's going on here?
Oh, Sapphire, I can explain everything to you.
Look here, sugar. Why does you have to explain anything to this Budinsky for?
He better explain if he knows what's good for him.
Oh, wait a minute.
Listen here, girl. The one who gets the man is the one who gets here first. Now, get out. The box office is closed.
What?
Go ahead. Get along before I stab you with a bobby pin.
Why, you little husband-stealing buzzard. George, is you going to tell me what all this is about, or ain't you?
Yeah, well, I've been trying to tell you, honey. I just doing a favor for Andy, you see. Andy got a soldier coming here to the lodge, a fellow by the name of Sergeant Gene Williams, and I suppose to introduce him to Miss Simpson here. That's all I know, honey.
What about that, Miss Simpson?
Well, all I know is what Andy Brown told me. I was supposed to have a date here with George Kingfish Stevens.
Oh, no, wait a minute.
Well, all I know is that if I ever see you again, George Stevens, it'll be too soon. Take him, Miss Simpson. He's yours.
Well, Andy has a date, and so does the kingfish. But unfortunately, Kingfish's wife doesn't understand. Right now, he's searching for Andy to try to get things cleared up.
Layden, I'm glad you're here. I've been looking all over for you.
Hello, Kingfish.
Tell me, Layden, does you know where Andy is? I gotta find him.
Well, he had a date with a gal, and he was gonna take her out to eat.
Yeah, I knew that much, but does you know what restaurant he done went to?
Well, I think he must have gone to the Lenox Avenue Grill. You see, there's a waiter over there that owes Miss Andy 75 cents, and most likely he's over there to eat it out.
Thank you, Lightning. I'm going right to the restaurant now. Say, Sam, was Andy Brown in here tonight?
Yeah, Kingfish. The back room was full up when he come. That's his table right over there, where that girl's sitting.
Where's Andy?
Well, he had a little tough luck and had to go home for his pocketbook.
Pocketbook?
Mm-hmm. He told me he tried to steer his gal into the blue plate special, but she done detoured on him and ended up with $1.50 deluxe.
Yeah, well, I think I'll go over there and introduce myself to the gal and wait for him. I gotta see him.
Okay, Kingfish.
Excuse me, miss. My name is Stevens. I is a friend of Andy Brown's, and I'd like to wait here for him to get back, if you don't mind.
Shirley, have a seat. I is Loretta Miller.
Glad to know you, Miss Miller.
Well, Andy ought to be back in a little while. He said he had to run down to the office for a couple of minutes to meet his banker.
Who?
Banker. It seems the banker's a little short of money this week, and they're borrowing some from Andy.
You just a recent acquaintance of Mr. Brown, huh?
That's right. I haven't known him very long. Did you see this bracelet he gave me?
Oh, yeah. Nice and shiny. Let me see. Mind if I take it off and look at it?
Oh, no. Go right ahead. It's a genuine original from Fifth Avenue.
Chilled, huh?
And they said the only trouble is that now it's being copied by all the 5 and 10 cent stores.
Well, hold your hand still here, Miss Miller.
Yes.
Put it back on your wrist. This is a lovely bracelet.
Hello, Kingfish.
Hello, Henry. Hello, Miss Van Porter.
How do you do, Kingfish?
A nice day, ain't it? This is Miss Miller here, Mr. and Mrs. Van Porter.
I'm very happy to know you.
How do you do?
How do you do? Come, Henry. We must be going.
All right, dear. So long, Kingfish.
So long, Henry. So long, nice people, the Van Porters.
Yes, they seems to be.
I wonder what's keeping Andy.
I know I left that pocketbook in this room somewhere. It ain't in this drawer. It ain't in that one. Or that phone in the hall. I don't guess that's for me nohow. Oh, me. Hello? Ain't here. Who this?
Listen, Andy. This is Sapphire.
Oh.
I want to ask you a question, and you got to tell me the truth, because it means an awful lot to me.
Yeah, well, what is it?
Did you arrange with the Kingfish to have him meet a girl by the name of Hattie Simpson and some soldier and introduce them to one another at the lodge hall?
Sure I did.
Now, I don't want you telling me no lies, Andy Brown. I want to know about it if it's one of them external triangle things.
No, I tell you the truth, Sapphire, on my honor, if that mean anything.
Well, I do believe you, Andy. And I can see now that I never should have doubted my husband. And I'm sorry I did. The dear, dear boy.
Well, the Van Porters. This is a surprise.
Hello, Sapphire.
Hello, Sapphire.
Well, come in, come in. It sure is wonderful to see you.
Sapphire, can I see you in the side room a minute?
Why, certainly, Clara.
Henry, you wait here. We'll be right out. I want to tell Sapphire about a new dish she can fix.
All right, my dear. I'll just look over the financial page of the newspaper.
Now, what is it, Clara?
Well, Sapphire, it's just like this. There's something you ought to know. Henry and me just seen your husband sitting in a booth at the Lenox Avenue Grill holding a girl's hand.
Holding a girl's hand? Oh!
And presenting her with a bracelet.
What? Now, wait a minute. Was this a little short girl by the name of Hattie Simpson?
No, this was a long, tall girl by the name of Loretta Miller.
So it's all true. George has been disfaithful.
Now, wait a minute, Sapphire. Men's just ain't no good no harm. You gotta watch them like a hawk. I never let Henry out of my sight.
Well, the pity of it is that this is the second time this done happened in one day. Oh, I'm telling you, the man has done gone berserk.
Yes, Miss Miller, Andy, I agree with you. He's a nice boy, all right. A fine fella. I knowed him a long time. Tell me this, how long did you say you has knowed him again?
Oh, not very long.
Mm-hmm. Tell me this, where do he take you when you go out together?
Oh, mostly just walking dates. Or sometimes we set up in my parlor. That's on account of inflation.
Inflation, you say?
Yes, sir. Andy claims that if he was to spend all of that money he got, he liable to send prices all over the country sky high.
At least east of the Mississippi.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I tell you, Miss...
Well, I was back.
Oh, good, Andy.
Say, Kingfish, what are you doing here?
Yeah, well, look, yeah, that's what I want to explain to you. I've been waiting for you, Andy. I got to speak to you.
We thought you'd never get back.
Yeah. And I was in a jam, and all because I tried to help you out.
Well, now, wait a minute. I know all about that. When I was back at the rooming house a few minutes ago, your wife called me and asked me if some story that you done told her was true, and I say, sure it was.
As your pal, boy, I backed you up.
That ought to clear up everything.
Andy, you mean that my wife ain't so at me no more?
Oh, no. What you talking about? The fact is that, well, when I talked to her on the phone, she done say that she was ashamed of herself for not trusting you.
Oh, that's great. She really softened up, huh?
Oh, sure. She winded up by saying that you was her dear, dear boy.
Well, her dear, dear boy is going right home now and put that old war horse back in her stall.
Wait a minute, Kingfish. Well, what happened to that soldier you were supposed to meet over there?
Oh, yeah. Well, here's the thing. He still hadn't got there by the time I left to come over here. But don't worry, Andy. Lightning is over at the lodge hall, and I told him to tell the soldier when he come to call me at home. You see, I didn't know where you was going to be.
Yeah, well, okay. When the soldier calls you, I find out where he's staying, and I'll get in touch with him.
Okay, Andy. Well, I'm going home now and let a certain party know who's wearing the pants in my house.
Yeah, well, so long, Kingfish.
Goodbye, Mr. Stevens.
Goodbye, Miss Miller. It was a pleasure to meet you. At least I met one gal today that ain't going to get me in no trouble. So the little woman doubts me, eh? Now, Sapphire, before you gets down on your knees to apologize to me, I want you to bring me my house slippers and pipe.
I'll get a pipe for you, but it'll be made out of lead.
Now, Sapphire, I'm telling you, you done made enough trouble for one day. Get my pipe and slippers and don't give me no back talk.
Why, George Kingfish Stevens...
Shut up.
Sit down.
Who?
You.
Okay, honey, okay.
Now, I want to ask you one question.
Mm-hmm.
Is you acquainted with a gal by the name of Loretta Miller?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, you bet your sweet life you acquainted with her. Good enough to eat with in a public restaurant and good enough to be presenting her with a bracelet for her wrist.
Now, wait a minute, honey. Put that vase down. Now, put that vase down, honey. I'm telling you, Loretta Miller is Andy's gal.
Oh, sure. And I suppose that bracelet you done slipped on her wrist was a handcuff so she wouldn't get away before Andy got back.
Oh, now, listen, honey, now listen to me, will you? Look, yeah, I have told you the truth many times in my life, but never was it as true as this. Andy was responsible for both of them gals. The first one was a date he done dug up for a soldier, a fellow by the name of Sergeant Gene Williams, and the second one was Andy's own gal.
And you expect me to believe that?
Oh, listen, honey. Your dear old husband has always been a faithful man to you. How can you stand there and accuse me of a thing like that?
George Stevens...
Honey, listen, will you put that vase down,
don't
please?
Don't you get up out of that chair.
Listen, I'll get the phone, honey.
You sit in that chair.
Well, honey, the phone is right behind me.
I'll answer it. Hello?
Hello. I'd like to speak to George Stevens, please.
Who is this?
This is Gene Williams. I got a date with him down here where I am.
Oh, I see. Just a moment. I'll see if Mr. Stevens is in. Hello. I'm sorry. Mr. Stevens just went out.
Next Friday night at this same time and over these same stations, be sure to tune in the new half-hour Amos and Andy Show. Our program is broadcast to our armed forces everywhere. This is Harlow Wilcox speaking for all of us. Until next Friday, then, good night.